God Almighty describes the qualities of a pious person for us in the Quran. The Quran says that one of the qualities of a person of piety is that they forgive the faults and mistakes of other people. الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And one very beautiful point about this verse is that it doesn't say وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that they forgive the faults of the believers, or وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that they forgive the faults of Muslims. It says وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. A person of piety has a merciful character, a forgiving nature, in which he or she forgives the mistakes of other people. A person of piety does not harbor hatred and enmity and does not hold grudges within their hearts towards someone who's made a mistake. This does not mean, brothers and sisters, that we're indifferent towards oppression. In fact, a person of piety is someone who stands up for the oppressed, as the religion of Islam teaches us. The difference is that in the case of oppression, this is a transgression that's being performed deliberately. But we human beings, the majority of us, we make mistakes. If the Quran were to be a human being, it would be none other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's related that after the passing of the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, a person came to one of his wives and he asked her, how was the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Do you know how she replied? She replied by saying, have you not read the Quran? He said, I read the Quran. She said, his character was the Quran. Reading about how this magnificent human being behaved with other human beings brings tears into a person's eyes. He was truly an example of this verse of Quran and every verse of Quran. Brothers and sisters, this was a man who cared for all humanity, as if he saw all humanity to be his own children, to be his own flesh and blood. He would care for others to such an extent, and he would strive to guide every single human being on the face of this earth to such an extent that God Almighty himself said to him, it's as if you're going to kill yourself because you want everyone to believe. That's how much he cared for others. This is a man who, when they would throw filth upon him, he would pray for their guidance. This is a man who, when they would insult him, he wouldn't turn back and insult them. He would just keep walking and doing his best to spread the message. This is a man who it was his character, his immaculate nature, by which the religion of Islam spread. It's related that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, after all those struggles, returns to the city of Mecca victorious with an army of believers behind him, one of the leaders of Quraysh, the main tribe which was always opposing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, which expelled him from his home, which tried to kill him and tortured his followers, this man comes and witnesses an amazing scene. He sees that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is doing wudu, is performing the ablution before the prayer. And he finds that the believers around him are collecting the drops of water to take blessing from him. The drops of water falling down from his face and his arms during his ablution. And this man is in shock. He says, I have seen the rulers of Persia and Rome, but by God, I've never seen anything like this. How did he do that? It was only because of his immaculate character. No money can buy that. No wealth can achieve that. Even if you look at leaders today, how many individuals are ready to give their lives out of love for a non-divine leader? But there are millions of individuals across the world ready to give everything they have for the sake of a godly, righteous leader. If we want to be followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the Quran, we need to work on ourselves and build ourselves and inculcate this quality within ourselves. A person who's looking to defame others, who's looking to hurt others, who's looking for the slightest mistake in others in order to keep a grudge against that person, or God forbid make it public and tell everyone about the mistakes of others, this person is far from the definition that God has of piety. Dear brothers and sisters, we live in a very, very impious world. And it's normal to be impious. It's a source of pride to be able to put other people down beneath your feet, to defame other people in public. It's as if the competition, which was meant to be for the sake of acquiring divine values, is now a competition of ruthlessness, of thuggery, of munkar, of evil. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to come to the shores of the Quran and purify ourselves from this filth which the system of kufr has filled society with. We need to spend much more time with the Quran. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.